11, 12, 13, I don't know, but we're moving up to the 20s. Like, my birthday coming up on June 6th, so I'm about to be 20 there. So let's see if we can get, actually, I'm not going to hit 20, but we don't see. But this podcast right here is on Donald Trump. And the reason why I have to cut the last one so we can talk about this one, because it's the whole topic in itself, because I had this discussion with an older woman that's really educated and really I respect highly, great amount of respect for. She's not like a racist or nothing, you feel me? She loves her own chocolate, you know what I'm saying? She likes that. But she said some, and we were talking about Trump, and she was like, there's something that I want to ask you since you claimed, because she's like 30, 40-ish, 30-ish. And she's like, since you claim to be intelligent and like your friend always says that you're intelligent, let me ask you, as a black man, why do you think that Trump's racist? Or not racist, but oh yeah, she well I it was the why she's asked, why don't you like Trump? And she was talking about the racism and the sexist. And so, you know me, I went and saying like, you know, I believe he's racist because you have to accept the people who vote for you. You have says something about who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the grand master of like the KKK was like, "Hey, like you're racist. I support Trump." Like, if you weren't who you were, I don't think he would support you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Obama didn't get that, and then the sexist thing, I was like, he was talking about grabbing girls in the vagina and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, but she what she said was, to think about it like that, she was saying that Trump, with the racist, he's never openly like advocated for that, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
exactly.
It's like he's never been like, I'm with them, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't. And I didn't have an argument for that, because I was like, damn, like he didn't. And so it was just me kind of jumping to conclusions. Just because they liked him didn't mean, like, you know what I'm saying, like he likes them, you know what I'm saying? And then she was also like, and the sexist thing, like, I don't, and about the grabbing her in the vagina and stuff, like she was like, I can get why what you're saying, but just because he's the president, you guys are almost dehumanizing him, because you guys say that, like regular guys speak like that, you know what I'm saying? And we don't perse we actually we join in, you know what I'm saying? We don't persecute them for saying like, oh dang, that girl's ass is fat, I just want to beat that shit up, you know what I'm saying? But then when a guy, a president, says it, or an actor, I think it was Ryan Seacrest that said it, that was laughing with him, right? And then he got fired. It was another actor that was with him, says that they get fired from their job, and it's like, okay, but we talk like that all the time. And then she was like, so you don't like him because he talks like the way you do? That means you don't like yourself? And I was like,
And oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, I was in my history class. Dude's name is Professor Bailey or whatever. Shout out to Professor Bailey.
Bailey.
What did he say? He said a lot of these people don't like Trump because they kind of see themselves in Trump, in a sense. Like, a lot of these people, and that's kind of similar as to why most of these people voted for him. Like, they kind of see themselves in Trump, but I don't know in what similarities, in what way, shape, or form you see yourself similar to Donald J. Trump, but okay. But hey, listen,
Donald J.
you live your
Trump.
truth, all right? You live your truth. But yeah, like they say, oh, people, yeah, he's just like, I don't know, he kind of thinks, he kind of talks before he thinks, he just says things.
Exactly.
He kind of like, he's like, he says what's on his mind. He's like, and that's kind of like similar to how some people are.
A lot of
Not
people
that,
are actually.
yeah. And yeah, with the whole racism, the whole sexist thing, like, yeah, I mean, we just held Harvey Weinstein accountable for what he's been doing in Hollywood, right? And, you know, it's not okay to, you know, touch women inappropriately without their consent. It's not okay. It's never okay. There's no
way to justify that, right? True. No.
With Donald Trump, I mean, like, he became president. I feel like that kind of got voided. Like, you, did you expect him to go to jail for that? A rich white man going to jail? That's funny. And you think he wouldn't be able to pay himself out of the jail system?
That's factual.
So, really, and then with the whole racist thing, okay, I don't think Donald Trump is racist. Like, not to say I don't think, like, okay, his actions would suggest, you know what, he ain't messing with minorities like that. But I feel like he thinks, with the whole race thing, I don't think he's really, yeah, he's not openly racist. Like, I've never seen him or hear him do something that would suggest that he's an open racist. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people that voted for him were, like, I don't know, they're either closeted racists or they were just, they're like kind of like implied racist. Like, they didn't have to say or do anything that would, they would say or do stuff that would make you think, oh, yeah, that guy's kind of racist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could just, there's sometimes you don't even have to, they don't have to say anything remotely. Like, you could just feel it, like that type of aura. Like, I have a friend, and like we've been like, me and my brothers have been friends with dudes for a while.
Yeah,
and I don't know, like, it's like, I don't know, his mom is cool with us.
Yeah,
his mom is cool with all of us. Mm. Every time we see her, we say hi and all stuff. But his dad, I don't know what it is. I feel like it's just because, I think it's because we're his friends and we haven't done anything to like make him think we're bad. I don't know. He kind of doesn't like. Well, he'll see me and he doesn't really say hi. He kind of goes about what he's doing. It's like, I don't think he's racist though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just like, oh, he's just not. Maybe he's just not that friendly or something. I don't know, but I don't know. But like, I don't know. With the whole, I think okay. Yeah, but you're right. I feel like, yeah, I guess the people that voted for him kind of, you know, made him to be racist. I don't know if he's racist. Like, oh, he'll say things about certain people, and they just so happen to be in that minorities.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, but I can't say with, like, factual evidence that Donald Trump is a racist. Like, he's never said anything, at least to me personally. The thing is about Donald Trump, I just don't care. I'm not a politics guy. Like, I don't care about Donald Trump until he starts spouting some nonsense on Twitter, because someone's going to retweet it and I'm going to have to care because someone retweets his tweets. And it's like, oh, like, bro, like, I guess, like, this is our life now with this man. And, you know, yeah, I've never seen him do any or say anything racist like that. Yeah, and like a lot of these people that stand for him are racist.
Yeah.
And it's all because of that quote, "Make America Great Again."
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I feel like it's a illogical fallacy, in my opinion, because in order to say "Make America Great Again," America probably had to have been so shitty that you wanted to bring it back to that age again. And the thing is with the whole MAGA hat thing, MAGA, a lot of these white people, these people that usually wear the hat that are white dudes or whatever, they think "Make America Great Again" as in, oh, we're going to go back to Jim Crow when the white man was in charge. And they think that "Make America Great Again" means "Make America White Again."
That's what they think look racist, not dumb.
And it's like, Donald Trump's not racist. It's just the people that he's guilty by association.
That's exactly. Because he could just mean, like, I want us to have more jobs. And, you know what I'm saying? Back, like, when we had a lot of jobs and we were flowing. But instead, they're taking it as, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's like a lot of, and then I would, people would talk about these people who cross the border. You're talking about the wall. And like,
oh, yeah, that too. We want
immigrants out of our country because they keep taking our jobs. And I would think, and I'm like, wait a minute. A lot of minorities, from what I know, are doing low-end, hard labor jobs, such as what? Not to be racist, but picking fruit, maintenance, house maintenance, landscaping. So you want to do all those jobs? Those are the jobs that they're taking from you that you want so desperately? You want to clean somebody's house? you want to pick fruit, you want to do all this stuff, and it's crazy. Like, I don't understand. Like, a lot of these people, yeah, make America great again. No, you think it's make America white again. And, yeah, I don't think that he's a big racist person, but, you know, I feel like maybe it's because he's white and rich. People think that he's closed mind. And the way he acts is, they think he's like some, yeah, they think he's racist. I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, I could see that. Because when she was talking to me about it, she was like, and as a president, like, he has gotten stuff done. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no doubt that the things that he's showing, like, he's done stuff. What he was saying.
I think with what Trump did was basically expose how America was thinking.
Yeah, I think instead of the people exposing Donald Trump, I think it was more of Donald Trump exposing the people.
Yeah, and I don't think he gets enough. I mean, who's going to give credit? Oh, Donald Trump, hooray for Donald Trump for exposing racist people and bigoted people. No one's going to cheer for Donald Trump for that. Like,
facts.
Come on, like, who's going to... No one's going to cheer for that. No. But, like, yeah, I feel like Donald Trump has shown how backwards our world still is. Like, how far back we still are. I think that's the only thing this presidency has proved. But his presidency has divided more people than ever. And it's like, oh, wow, like, I don't know what to say about that. That's just, like, his president. I don't think he's done... I personally don't like or hate the guy. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, y'all can have your opinion about him. I mean, as long as he doesn't kill us, then as long as he's not killing us right now, I'm cool. Not saying I'm cool with him being president, but I'm just chilling.
Well, then I think the question is, instead of the division and the people, I feel like it's more of like, okay, so that really means that they were faking it because they knew that the majority of people could, at the time, were people who promoted like unity. Mm-hmm. And so like they didn't want to speak out on it because they knew like that would be problems on their end. But because there's a guy who's dividing it, he's basically being weirdly used as a puppet. Like, because they're saying, because he's in control and everyone hates him, that we're going to show him that, like, we as people, like, we really are divided. This is how we really feel. And he's kind of like our picture. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
He's our mascot.
Yeah, he's our mascot. And I never thought of
it like that, dude. Because it's like, bro, like, it's fun to hate Trump now.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
And it's like, y'all could have your fun, but if he wins the second term, are we going to keep cracking jokes?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is he going to do a fuck Donald Trump part two? Like, what's going to, like, it's not funny. The joke is over. Like, the punchline, it's not there.
Yeah,
exactly. If he win a second term, bro, there's no excuse. There's no, oh, I hate Trump. Oh, Trump, get out of my... Like, oh, these Trump jokes. Like, I get it. Like, you guys don't like him because of the narrative that he's set out for himself. But, okay. Like, when it's all said and done, the dude's, like, he could possibly win a second term. So, yeah, like, we have to watch out for that because you never know.
That's true.
But yeah, like...
You're right.
A lot of these organizations that are, like, supporting Trump may have a racist undertone to them or a racial undertone to them. And then it's like, oh, well, like, oh, just, like, we aren't going to be the ones really downfalling or whatever. We're going to just, oh, it's Trump. Trump's the bad guy. Trump's the one that's supporting us.
Yeah, because they're like, Trump is allowing this to happen. So,
since you're allowing it, you're not really doing anything about it.
Exactly.
You're right. And then it's like, oh, I just feel like Donald Trump has the presidency in total and stuff has opened our eyes to how ignorant America still is.
Exactly.
And it's like a lot of, and here's the thing. I understand the whole immigration thing. You want immigration to be settled.
Mm-hmm.
Like a wall. Okay. First, this is what I find weird. So you want to make this wall, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to give people a job and build this wall. Okay, cool. The wall's fine. There's like about 1,000 problems with that. And I can name about 5 of them. Number one, you want Hispanic men, or not Hispanic men, but you want Hispanic people to build the same wall that you're going to use to divide them from starting a new life here, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, you expect them to pay for this wall and work on this wall. Number three, it's just dumb. Like, I don't know how hard they're cracking down on immigration now, but it's like, damn, like, and like, I know the process of getting here legally, but it's so long and stuff. I can understand why people have to, like,
well,
jump and cross the
border
the way they do.
I think it's more, from Donald Trump's perspective, I don't think it's more about immigrants. I think the key word is illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. They don't want illegal immigrants getting in
here. Like, a lot of Hispanics are getting, are in uproar about it, but Cesar Chavez did not like illegal immigrants.
Exactly.
Understand that.
Exactly.
This, like, I forgot who said this, but I was talking to one of my friends. He was like, Cesar Chavez felt the same way about illegal immigration. Maybe he wouldn't have agreed with Trump on many things, but if mm-hmm. it was anything, it'd be on the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said that whenever, like, I don't know, maybe this was like a tall tale or a fable mm-hmm. or some. Mm-hmm. They said that when he saw, like, illegal immigrants come, he'd go to the border and, like, use a bat or something like
that. Oh, my God.
Or something like that. I don't know. Oh. I think someone, I don't know. Maybe I have the story wrong, but something about that. I'm like, huh? Babe Ruth, Cesar Chavez, what's the difference? But, yeah, I'm like, he would get a bat and, like, swing him out of the back or what? And then, yeah, he felt the same way about immigration. And then it's like, I think these, like, people are afraid that minorities will take over the United States and it won't be a white man's country
mm-hmm.
anymore. But really, this was never a white man's country.
To begin with.
Like, the people that were originally settled here, like, y'all basically came in here, gave them your disease, made them move, killed them, and stripped them of their cultural identity. And that's what you did to the majority of the people that came to this country. And, you know, now they're feeling some way about it. And, oh, you know what? This is America. You work for what you want. But literally, y'all didn't work too hard. A lot of the people that migrated to this country were leaving from religious religious reasons. Like, they did not want to live in under England anymore. And they moved
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
for that. Yeah, they were basically left out of religious persecution. Like, they were trying to leave.
And you want to pay them down? I guess it didn't have to do with the taxes, but I'm sure
they didn't even want to be like, they didn't even want to, they didn't like where they're at, so they moved.
Yeah.
They took over and then they made people, they gave people diseases and had made them sick and just to claim this country as theirs. And, you know, I just feel like and now going back with Donald Trump, I don't think he's a good or bad, I think he's ignorant sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I think he's a very ignorant person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I hate Trump. Okay, like, if someone were to ask me, why do you hate Trump? I couldn't tell you. I really honestly couldn't tell
you. And that's the same, after talking to that, like, after getting my ignorant notions out the way, I felt that same way. I was like, you know what? Like, I might just feel a type of way about it just because it's not but he's no different.
Yeah,
you're just at a higher scale because he's what he's supposed to be, the face of America. But if the people in America act like that, then he is the face of America, and everyone else that was there before was just the way that we thought of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Are you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm not trying to, like, back anything up, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to speak clearly on it that, like, I haven't seen his bad yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've mm-hmm. seen his bad, but, like, I haven't seen it to the point where, like, here's the songs and everyone saying the MAGA hats being destroyed, because the MAGA hats mean something different than what the people putting it on are saying that it means.
And that's the thing about Kanye West. A lot of people got on his head because he was talking to Trump and he was trying to make things happen with Trump, right?
Exactly.
And they got on his head, oh, Kanye's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dooku Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait, and they got in his head because he decided to wear the hat. He went on Saturday Night Live, and I guess they were bullying him for wearing the hat. And he was talking about, they bullied me backstage because of this hat, man. And that's the thing. I really feel bad for Kanye because he wanted to try and tell people, listen, you could wear this hat.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have to mean what you think. Like, literally, like, literally, you could wear this hat, and it's like, it can mean something totally different. Mm-hmm. He was trying to give the hat a different meaning.
Exactly. And being Kanye realized, trying to be his philosopher self that people don't give him credit for because they think he's crazy.
Like, sometimes I feel like, okay, this man is... Sometimes I do feel like, Kanye, mm-hmm. you're kind of crazy. Like, you kind of lost it at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with Kanye trying to really link up with Donald Trump and talk about serious stuff,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, people think, oh, he's in the sunken place. Oh, he's on his opioids again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but you don't understand. He's really trying to change things.
Yeah.
And understand it. But I don't know. He didn't realize he was being used as a political
power. Exactly. And like, I feel like...
And also, that's why he stopped talking to Trump, I feel like, because he kind of realized, wait a minute, I'm being used. Yeah. I'm making him look better
mm-hmm.
because he's talking to me and all these other things that are going on.
And I feel like I don't think people give it enough credit about mm-hmm. Kanye. Like, people, I'm one of the people who, like, yeah, I would joke about Kanye being crazy, but I've never thought he was. I don't really think he's crazy. I just think that Kanye is just on a different thinking. Not saying that it's better or worse. It's just way different than what we're used to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think, like, a lot of what he says,
mm-hmm.
what he does is misconstrued.
Exactly, that's the thing.
It's like, he probably has the best intentions, but the way he goes about mm-hmm. things, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't think this is going to work out, dude. Like,
because the way I think about it is because Kanye went to go talk to Donald Trump about political issues and stuff, right? Then mm-hmm. Kim went there to go talk to Donald Trump to get that guy out of jail that people are not supposed to belong in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no one called Kim crazy, but that connection could have only happened because Kanye was putting himself out there to talk to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
I think he does, like, he does things, and I feel like he wants to go about certain things, but he doesn't really think about the ramifications of what he's really doing. He kind of says, okay, I'm going to talk to Trump. We're going to work things out in Chicago and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then he doesn't think that, oh. Well, then again, I feel like he just doesn't care. So it really doesn't really matter. Like, he probably just does not really care about what the fuck people think about what he's doing. They can make him, they can think whatever they want, but he has a mission he set out to do. So
exactly.
He doesn't care if, oh, you think he's crazy. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, like, yeah, because he married Kim Kardashian or mm-hmm. whatever, they think, oh, you've lost it. Oh, you're in the sunken place. Oh, you're trapped in the Kardashian household. Oh, because everybody that comes out of the Kardashians turns out to be, like, freaking not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and they think that's going to be the case for Kanye, that he's just going to end up the same as Lamar Odom and Scott Disick and all those dudes that have came out of that Kardashian trap house and have not been the same ever since. They think that's what's going to happen with Kanye. And then now that he's doing all he's doing, you know, you're crazy. Oh, you're talking to Trump. And it's like, yeah, I think it's just because what Trump stands for.
Mm-hmm.
What people think he stands for.
Thinks
what
he stands for. Yeah.
He stands for, oh, why are you talking to the enemy, bro? Like, you were just talking about Jesus walks and all this stuff. And now you're walking with the devil or blah, blah, blah. You lost God. Like, I don't know. I guess they're not that same Kanye that came out and was speaking, like, that wasn't speaking that. That's that hot stuff, like, he's not there anymore. And mm-hmm. I feel like he grew out of that. Personally, I feel like he grew out of it. Or maybe he didn't grow out of it, but he kind of... I feel like, yeah, at first, maybe he did lose sight of what he was when he started growing up bigger and bigger and bigger. But now, Yeah, like I do feel like a lot of people kind of distort his intentions.
Exactly.
A lot. So it's kind of sucks that he gets all this flack, but he's really like he's doing what he thinks is the right thing, and a lot of people are like, Kanye's cuckoo, and it's like, oh god.
The thing is that everyone says he's cuckoo, but like, look at what his impact is on the culture. Him and Kim being together, pretty much, and Kanye, Kim, Kylie, Kendall, Chris, pretty much whatever they spit, you're gonna pick up. So it's like, all right, well, if you guys really feel like it's not this legit, then boycott it. But I bet y'all won't, and y'all never do.
So exactly. And like, yeah, going back to the whole Trump thing, I just feel like, yeah, Trump is just a puppet.
He's a puppet. And not like puppet, like he don't know what he's doing, but he's like unintentionally, without him knowing, he's like a puppet. Mm-hmm. Because of the way people perceive him to be and like what he's supposed to stand for. I feel like they got him with that one. It's like writing the answers on a test and then putting someone else's name on top. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they just did that and then it just gave him a bad name. But when you like really look up into it, at least openly, he hasn't done anything that, or except for, you know, what he actually said, like grab the girl by the vagina, or like actually doing the act of that is the wrong part. But him like saying it, or like we all do it. So we probably hate ourselves just as much, and we're projecting it. That's a psychological, like, actual term. Like, if you feel some way about something, then you'll project it onto someone because you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. So, like, it could be that too. But that's really all what I want to talk about. It's about to hit 30 minutes on here. We're at 28:05. So that's solid. And I think I'm going to put this one out first just because it's shorter. And I think that, I don't even know. I listen to them, but these are some good topics. I feel like these are what I want to talk about. These are fire.
With the abortion one, I feel like I didn't have too much of my thoughts together on that one because I was just spouting nonsense. But you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I hit certain
points. Yeah, no doubt. You definitely hit things that I was like, this is, I don't know. Like, fully hear it, because we're going to have a lot of up, which is good, because controversy causes change. We'll have people agreeing with us, which is good, because that means you're not all idiots. And then mm-hmm. Three, we have people that
yeah, I do want other people to like chime in on this type of stuff.
I love on that. Now that we could group Instagram and start adding people in the groups, and get there, man. Mm-hmm. And so that, as people got incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man.
For sure, man. Thank you again, the Neri, man.
Mm-hmm. Straight. Sorry.
I'm just like, I don't know nothing. I don't know anything.
Honestly, I'm just talking how I see things. Really,
hey.
That's really like, I don't have any. I don't. That's why, like, I don't know. If it was like a real conversation, I'd probably be more coherent with my thoughts and more. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, but it's like, nah, like, right now, I'm chilling. I'm in my boxers, bro. I'm chilling. Like, I can't talk smart right now.
I feel that.
Today's my day off.
I feel that. Yeah,
I'm always down to talk about issues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely have you on this show again.
For sure, but for sure.
Thank y'all for whoever's going to listen. You know, I love y'all.
For sure.
Monday philosophy, man. This is getting heated in these streets, bro.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you again for talking with me, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Catch y'all later.